Africa. This is Jackson Vungani right here in Washington, D.C.
And I'm Nadia Sami. Thanks for joining us. We love to have you on board. This is Upfront on The Voice of America. Hot, hot.
Upfront is a show that explores issues
that affect your daily lives. Don't move, don't move that dial. Get your snacks, get your cup of tea or your cup of coffee. Put your feet up. This is Upfront. Cheers, cheers. Clink, clink. We engage you, the listener, and interact on a different topic each week. We've got loads of good tunes, lovely music, and lots of analysis to keep you going.
And interviews from experts or you young people telling us what you think about our daily topic.
That's always the best part of the show, Jackson, to hear what the listeners have to say. There's always lots of juicy comments and lots of different perspectives. Absolutely,
so stay tuned. Welcome to Upfront on The Voice of America. I'm Jackson Vungani in Washington, D.C. Nadia Sami is in Johannesburg, South Africa. Now, even though we live in societies that are in most cases patriarchal by nature, we cannot overlook the role and influence that women play in these societies. Most agricultural civilizations downplayed the status and potential of women, at least according to modern Western standards, and to the implicit standards of hunting and gathering societies. Agricultural civilizations were mainly patriarchal. That is, they were run by men and based on the assumption that men directed political, economic, and cultural life. But that assumption has changed over time. The nature and role of women has been transformed by evolving economic and social trends that recognize that the women contribute to the development of our societies in ways that are sometimes not appreciated or underappreciated, or even at all ever recognized. In other cases, the argument has been that women indeed have as much influence as men, and they receive due credit for it. So today on the show, we talk about that. Based on personal experience, who has had more impact in your life, your mother or father? And on a societal level, who affects policy or plays a bigger role in things like education, socioeconomic development, etc. Let's talk. This is Upfront on The Voice of America.
In terms of education, I will assure you that women play a bigger role than men in terms of upbringing children for the future. My father doesn't know my class until he's safe to go and ask my mother, now this boy is in which class. In terms of policy making, because of the customary and the traditional background, men dominate.
Generally, the African belief is men are powerful in making decisions. But as time goes on, we are seeing that a lot of work actually is done by a woman.
I'm called Charity Jambala Suba in Juba, South Sudan, a Southern Sudanese lady. According to me, it's a woman. I'm saying this because women are the key factor in the family, actually raising up kids in the family. She does everything possible to make the kids go to school, to eat, or take them for medication. But a man, if he decides to drink or get another woman outside the family, if you're not a strong woman in the house, you leave your kids to suffer and die yourself too. So I prefer woman is better. If a woman does something good, they will not consider it. They will say, you're just a woman. You're a male woman. You have nothing to say in this society.
My mom had to take care of me by maybe preparing if it was the food which my father had given her. So it's hard anyway to say. But in my own example, maybe I would rather say that my mom took a center stage.
Thank you all for joining us today on Upfront. We love having you on board. Let's look at this as one of those battle of the sexes discussions. Who is stronger, men or women? Who has a stronger impact on the family in terms of upbringing? Who affects policy in our society? Who plays the real nurturing role? Who plays a bigger role in your education, your mother or your father? And can we really trace the source of this dichotomy? Is it plausible that in this day and age we have such a conversation? Have we had a complete about turn in the roles, the traditional roles that we saw before? I mean, we don't live in the 1800s anymore. It goes without saying that men bring it, as it goes without saying that the role of women is as important, or if not more important, in society, in the home, in the business, etc., in the family.
Historically, the patriarchal family structure that we can say still exists in many African societies was based on men's control of all property, starting with the land itself. I mean, marriage was based on property, relationships, and it was assumed that marriage, and therefore subordination to men, was the normal condition for many of the women. However, given this background, we know that women were still very much the major players in how a family was run, which is the smallest unit of a society. So if somebody is in control, is in charge of how a family is run, that says something about society and how they direct, how important their impact or their role is in society. So I pose this question to a group of young people here in the studio with me. And the question really was, are there any differences in the roles that parents play in our lives, in our homes when we are growing up? And who has a more influential, who plays a much more influential role in raising a family, in looking after a family, and who has a bigger impact in your life as you're growing up? And in the studio with me, I have Nabil Biagio. He's an Atlasco fellow, but also an intern here at the Voice of America. Kwame Asante, who has been on the show many times, is currently a producer here at the Voice of America, my colleague. He was our intern. He's been on the show many times previously. Our two interns, Stacy and Vanessa Mbonu. It was quite heated. I will play a little bit next part of our conversation, but if you want to listen to the full debate on this sometimes controversial issue, you can check it out on our blog, or you can check it out. I'll put a full audio on our SoundCloud. That is soundcloud.com/UpfrontAfrica. And you know, you can weigh in also on the issue. If you know, tell us what you think about it. So let's go into the studio and start off with Vanessa Mbonu. Vanessa, who did you consider as the head of your family when you were growing up?
My mother.
Your mother?
Yes.
Why?
Because my mom was present at all times, and she kind of took on the role of father and mother, because she went to school, she was educated, she worked, and she still came home and handled business. So she was definitely the head of the family to me. I'm, till this day, no offense to my father, but I'm a lot more scared of my mom than I am of my dad.
Okay.
Because she just instilled in me everything that I know.
Scared or respect?
I mean, it's a little bit of both. A little bit of both.
Stacey, what about you? You also grew up in a, you're a first generation American, right?
Yes. Both my parents worked every day, were home for dinner. I mean, yes, my mom cooked dinner, but I mean, they were both bringing in the money. I mean, it's, I don't think I ever saw it as one of them being more in charge than the other.
Okay.
Yeah.
But they didn't carry themselves inside the home as a head of family type figure.
I mean, well, okay. So, for example, I guess, like, my dad is the one who, like, handles the bills.
Okay.
But at the same time, I also knew that that was some of my mom's money, too, paying for the bills. So it's kind of like, I mean, I don't know. I'm like, my dad, like, does the things around the house.
Who handles the bills, heads the family, I guess? Nabil, obviously from a very traditional society.
You're so judgmental.
Okay. what was the, who was the man?
My father, of course. That was the man.
No, but who was the head of the family?
Yeah, my father again. But not to say my mother didn't have a major role to play.
Mm.
She had her position, and she was she earned our respect, you know, in her own right. But my father was like the leader who, you know, steering the family in the direction he wanted to, and my mother was like the manager, you know, managing things. So, but my father has always been more, you know, scary than my mother,
okay,
so to speak. growing
he
up,
he was the one who enforced the rules at home.
If I was like, you know, causing trouble or whatever, my mom would say, okay, let your wait for your father to come back in. I was scared to death. Yeah.
Now, there's this argument that, you know, women really spend more time in average with their kids than the fathers do. Whether it is in a traditional family setting or whether single mothers, they're more single mothers than they are single fathers, statistically speaking. I will bring in Kwame here in the conversation. Maybe you can start off by telling us who the person was in your family that you considered as the head.
Okay, for my family, I guess my dad was the traditional head. He was he represented the family, but naturally in an African home, we all know the mom, like he said, like Nabil said, is the manager. So I grew up with my mom till I was like 10, and then she traveled for work purposes and everything concerning work. So even though she was far away, I mean, she used to call up on us every single day just to make sure that everything was in check and like what a manager would do. So for traditional roles of families, I mean, with a mom and a dad concerned, I've come to realize that in most, not even just in African societies, in a lot of societies, we have both parents now, modern day world, playing like an equal role. So sometimes, obviously, your wife might say, okay, wait till your dad comes home. That's a typical African home. But sometimes the wife would go like, you know what, I'm going to discipline the kid in my own way and probably not even tell the dad, you know, just so you can save the whole trouble of, then probably later you can have the dad, like in the bedroom, you can say, oh, you know, your son did this, and then laugh about it. So that's what's going on right now.
So who was the disciplinarian, the enforcer of rules in your house, Vanessa?
It's definitely my mother.
Oh, your mother?
My mother.
Okay.
Because I grew up without my father for a while. And then when he came back in the picture, it was still always my mother. And I don't know, maybe it's just my mom, but I think that African mothers have this look that they give their children. And once you see that look, you just know.
They're daughters. They're
daughters. You just know.
Yeah.
Okay, so I wanted to expand on more on that conversation of traditional roles. Traditionally, they say women are housemakers or homemakers, and men are the ones who go out hunting. They're breadwinners in hunter-gatherer type, you know, societies.
The men have the final say in everything.
In the decision-making process at home?
Traditional role.
I do think my dad had the final say in a lot. But I think that's just also because my mom can be passive. And maybe women tend to be able to be more passive and like, they're like, okay, well, it's your final decision because we don't have
but
to always
do
have
you
the
feel,
last say.
Right. And but you feel, even though the father has the final say, that the mother also played a really important role in coming to that final decision.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Definitely. Yeah. I feel like if the dynamics that I've seen in a lot of families, if the father goes ahead and makes a decision that he knows the mother is going to be against, there will not be any peace in that house. Because he may have the final say, but
that's exactly what I was coming to.
There's not going to be any peace in that house for a while.
Trust me, men think they have the final say in the house, but unconsciously or consciously, it's a woman pushing the ideas into the men's
exactly,
heads.
Exactly.
Trust me.
I know it was alright. I can't even sleep and I can't get it off my mind. I need to get out of sight, but I end up behind bars. What started out as a simple altercation turns into a real sticky situation. Me just thinking on the time that I'm facing makes me wanna cry. Cause I didn't mean to hurt him. Could have been somebody's son. Took his heart when I pulled out that gun. Rum pa pa bum, rum pa pa bum, rum pa pa bum. Man down. Rum pa pa bum, rum pa pa bum, rum pa pa bum. Man down. Mama, mama, I just shot a man down. Intent
So as we continue this conversation about traditional gender roles and whether they are socially constructed or not, I called my friend Marino Young, a writer based in Sweden, about her experience growing up in Rwanda as a young girl and the roles that were assigned to her by her mother.
Gender roles. Mm. Wow. I was raised by a traditional mother, African mother from Rwanda. And, you know, she did tell me what girls should do and what boys should do and what things that I'm not supposed to do. If she caught me climbing a tree, I was told off for climbing a tree while being a girl.
So girls don't do that.
Yes. And we all learned how to cook, for example.
So there was a formal training in some aspects of what they considered female roles?
I guess it was more survival roles.
Survival roles.
My brothers and I were all in the kitchen at a certain point, and we're taught how to cook and to clean, and you know, that the kind of things that any adult should know and take care of by themselves.
Not very many traditional African families have boys in the kitchen learning how to cook.
Well, we did. My brothers hated going back to school smelling like onions on their fingers because they had been cooking for 2 months.
but that was a decision made by your mom or by your father?
Yes, my mom. Okay. My mom. My mom was really the manager of the house in every aspect I could think of. She was the one who knew where everything was and what was needed and where to get it and when and everything.
But it's ironic that, you know, for a woman who was on one side chastising you for engaging in what she considered manly activities like tree climbing, she was in training your brothers to go to the kitchen to cook.
Yes, and I guess it was, I don't know how to explain it, probably to protect me, because she probably thought that if a boy falls and breaks his bones, he probably doesn't hurt as much as a girl. I don't know how
You thought she went all scientific on you like that?
I think at that time I didn't think I was being protected. I thought I was just being, you know, disrespected. What do you mean I can't climb a tree?
Wait, but you think your mother actually had the only reason she stopped you from engaging in those activities was for fear that women are more prone to breaking and stuff like that?
She probably wanted to protect me from well, probably falling and breaking myself, but also in a broader context, you know, falling and breaking myself, hanging out with boys, I guess.
Hanging out with
Oscar. I'm thinking that
she was protecting you from the opposite sex.
Yeah, I guess so. Okay. I shouldn't be so familiar with boys and think they're my friends, and yet, you know, boys are bad.
So, like I said earlier, you know, in many African homes, cooking is not really considered a manly, so to say, duty. But your mother did train you and your brothers how to put it down in the kitchen.
This is the surprising thing, that in the evenings when after dinner we all gather in the kitchen and do the dishwashing. And sometimes when my brothers were not at home and it was just me, my dad would help me because my mom had cooked. So my dad would help me wash the dishes. And I didn't realize it was strange until I told my friends about it, that I was washing the dishes with my dad, and they were like, what?
So your sisters-in-law have your mother to thank for the husbands who can cook right now. I'm quite sure they're very happy about that.
Yes, they do. Absolutely.
Go ahead.
I am aware of the fact that that is quite the exception. When you go with your family to visit people, your brothers will sit in the living room and chat with visitors. There are such things as traditional gender duties, I guess, or I don't know, classifications, things like that. But I think it makes a society richer to go beyond that. To teach a person to be able to do everything and find what they're really good at and do it well.
Now, there are people who say that traditional, what we know as traditional gender roles, are social constructs. They were socially constructed to keep women powerless. The female gender was on the receiving end.
You could see it that way. And in some cases, there are things that are quite strange. You know, did you know that in Rwanda, women were not allowed to eat goat meat? And the official story is that they will grow a beard if they eat goat meat.
Wow.
But we all know that it's delicious. At least the people who eat meat know that it's delicious and just didn't want to share.
When did you overcome that fear to the point of testing it and realizing that your mothers or your grandmothers who never tested goat meat were actually being lied to the whole time? Who was the first courageous woman to?
I guess those grandmothers raised girls who could read a book and read a person and teach more than they learned themselves. Mm.
It was women who did not fear growing a beard, I guess.
Yes, I don't
Courage
think
against
it was
the beard.
A man who said, let's share. It was a woman who said, why not?
And Rwanda is known to historically have very powerful women in roles of leadership. And up to now, Rwanda is mentioned as one of the countries that has the highest percentage of women in leadership
in
positions.
In parliament,
yes.
Yeah, exactly.
So it has something
Sweden,
to say that...
Ironically.
So let's go back a little bit to your mother. Did she ever train you in any other traditional quote-unquote roles?
Well, let's say, for example, we had this large compound that needed to be... We had to sweep every Saturday. None of my brothers ever took up a broom and did that. And when she came home on a Saturday afternoon and found the compound unswept, it was on me.
So they could
Only
cook.
Only on me.
They could cook, but not sweeping. There was
the
a line there.
The was me only, no, because well, I didn't have any sisters, right. Only brothers, and that was my job, never theirs.
Wait, because
I never even questioned it. Actually, it was like sweeping is a girl's job.
But do you feel that you need a man in your life to be able to fulfill certain duties in terms of providing for the family? Because that is what fathers were for—to provide for the family.
They work and bring the money and then the mom decides how to spend it.
Right.
Is that it? Well, honestly, no. I occasionally need somebody to zip me up when I'm wearing my, you know.
And that's how many more you need the other person. Anybody else can...
But honestly, if I can find a job and work and earn money to pay my bills, I don't see why somebody else should do that for me. If I meet somebody who's willing to do that, I probably won't tell them go away, but I'll explain to them how I feel about it. I don't think somebody has a job to take care of me financially. I don't think so.
This is Upfront on the Voice of America. Now, Nadia, let me ask you, as a young lady growing up in the city, you grew up in Cape Town, were you brought up with the understanding that you will play a different role in society from your male counterparts or your brothers, if you have any? I just want to get to the source of where this socialization starts.
Well, Jackson, I can't say I was brought up in a setting where the tradition was that the boys in the household had better opportunities. I grew up with two brothers. I'm the youngest and the only daughter. And I've actually studied more and gone out there and adventured probably more than my two brothers. So I can't say I lived in that traditional type of, or grew up in that traditional sense. And if I look at a lot of my peers, a lot of my friends growing up in the city, it's been kind of similar. I think that we're seeing much less, and particularly in the city, you see much less of those kind of traditional roles enforced upon people. And I mean, there just is no place for it in modern day society. There is no place for it, really.
I think the mother has that greater responsibility and that greater impact on how you bring up your children, because I think mostly the mother is the one who stays for quite a long time with the kids. So whatever they do is as a result of the mother, because they spend much of the time with them. Not only that, you look at in a family setup whereby you are tending to divorce, in most cases, the children would prefer staying with their mom other than staying with you. Why is it like that? It is because they spend much of their time with their mom other than you.
Women are stronger because the woman, you know, they are responsible for bringing up the upbringing of children in a family. They are responsible for caring for a man.
In case you've just joined us, welcome to it. And this is Upfront. I'm Nadia Sami, coming to you from South Africa, and Jackson Vungani is doing his thing in Washington, D.C. This is the part of the show where you get to express your opinion and talk about the topic we're discussing today. Here's what you had to say.
I'm quite sure in most of our African tradition and context is that female is been seen as a helper, and she's been seen as an assistant. So she cannot play a bigger role. In one of my work, one time I observed customary courts. There was a case of property ownership. A woman have her husband, the husband died, so she want to own the properties of the deceased. And one of the principal traditional judge, one asked the woman a question, and he said, hey, the world is now going anti-clockwise. How comes a property want to own a property? This one defines to you very clear that a woman is not as stronger in our African society, in African context. How much she contributed with the very effective developmental ideas, but yet is seen as a second class. This one.
If according to African traditional society, men have more influential factors in the society than the women. Because if we go to the society, they consider men better than women.
They want to be equal with men. This is something which is not practical, even before God. You can never be equal before men, but your contribution should be appreciated. Women should be involved in policy making, at home, in the government, wherever they are able to contribute, let them be allowed to bring in their views.
Thanks for joining us on the show today. We continue to discuss the different roles or similar roles, depending on what perspective you're coming from, and the different or similar roles that women and men play in society. We're looking at this from the basis of many patriarchal societies around the world, and specifically here in Africa. Historians write that in many of these traditionally patriarchal societies, women have sort of internalized the culture of patriarchy.
If we looked closely, we find that women did play very important roles, like raising the family. And on an individual level, they pretty much determine what type of person you grow up to be. Nima Rutaisire is originally from East Africa. She has grown up most of her life with her father. On an individual level, who does create a bigger impact in your life?
The actual role that they play, and then there's what people think their role ought to be. So for example, the role of women as, you know, traditionally has been, you know, you have the kids and you raise the kids and your husband brings on the bacon, right?
Right.
But for the most part, these women knew their kids more than the men, because the men have been to work and the whole day, and they know how the different personalities of their kids, who needs what kind of help, etc., etc. So they're the actual heads of the family, but they just don't have the title.
Women are the actual heads of the family?
Yeah, they just don't have that title. Or right. At least that's how it has been. But I like to think that now, in our generation, it's sort of very clear, you know. It's a little blurry because both moms and dads are out in the office working. Yes, it's still a patriarchal society based on...
But if they're equal roles, then why is it called a patriarchal society anyway?
Because the role of the woman in the house has never been really respected, has never really been seen as, you're the engine that is keeping this machine going, right? But that's the actuality of it, right? If you were sick, your mom knew it before your dad knew it, right?
Right.
If you had a problem at school, your mom knew it before your dad did. The mother would know, oh, this kid needs to have extra help at school because they're not very good at math than the other kid. Things like that. And I feel like those are the important roles.
Thank you very much for listening to Upfront on the Voice of America. I would like to thank my co-host Nadia Sami in Johannesburg, South Africa. We would also like to thank all our listeners who contributed to the show this time around. And if you have any questions or comments or want to contribute to the show in future, remember to send us an email at upfront@voanews.com.
Everybody happy dancing, everybody sharing one love, one love.